Our gospel lesson for today is John 12, 23 through 35. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall be my servant also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing by heard it and said it had thundered. Others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show by what death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" The word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. A little foggy, but a wonderful day. The last couple, well, first I got to mention that I'm on a short lease today. A man in our congregation says that I am, so I have to obey what he says. And he says I'm on a short leash. I told him I wouldn't filibuster, so my message, I hope, will be a good message, but it's not be a long one. The last couple of months, we've had a lot of tragic events. You think of Irma, Harvey, Maria, earthquake in Mexico, shooting in Las Vegas, California wildfires, and even recently the truck or car van there in Manhattan. And during those tragedies, there's been an outpouring of love and serving others. Looking back, I think we need this outpouring of love and serving 52/7. In other words, 52 weeks and 24 hours, 7 days a week. Put others first. Know the joy in our lives. And if you think of the word joy, Jesus, others, you. 3 years ago, pretty close, I look back, I spoke here in church on that very term, joy. I spent most of my message on the J, Jesus, putting him first in our lives. Today, I'd like to spend a little more time on the O, others. The Bible tells us, And Jesus showed us how to live. We are here on earth to serve others. That's our purpose. We're here to serve. Serve Him and others. In Matthew 20, verse 28, we read, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." We have many examples we can look at locally that we can serve and are serving. We think of the soup kitchen, the I Am Kids Third Meal, Commission on Aging, a crop, a mentoring, just praying for our neighbors, and plus many, many others. You think of food pantries. There's just many opportunities for us to serve. And thinking of neighbors, who is our neighbor? In this world, which is shrinking every day, our neighbors can be next door, or they can be in Indonesia. But we need to keep our neighbors in our prayers and be ready for assistance and be ready to serve. And you think of those tragedies we've had in the last several months. They're going to need our prayers and our assistance for many, many months. We are created in God's image. We need to be more godlike. And when you think of helping and serving others, you cannot worry about being recognized. God, who sees in secret, will reward you, according to Matthew 6:4. In John 15, we read, got to get there, John 15:9-7. "Just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy will be in you and that your joy will be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves. The slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should be remain. And whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you. This I command you, that you love one another." Share Christ's love with one another. Jesus calls to stand with others as if we were in their place. How we love each other is a direct reflection of how we truly love God. How we love each other is a direct reflection on how we truly love God. A good example that all of us are aware of and know somebody and is caregivers. You hear that term. Years ago, you really didn't hear that term. But it was happening. People took care of their parents, their neighbors. But we all need to be caregivers and ready to be a caregiver every day. If you think about being God's disciples, witnesses, servants, created in His image, it all fits. It all fits. And we have many opportunities to serve each day. I was reading just in the last week or so the staggering amount of time that is consumed each day with interruptions. We start out and we get interrupted, whether it's at work, at home, play, an unexpected phone call, somebody drops by for a visit. And it's even more easier now to be interrupted with than it was, say, 15 years ago even, with cell phones, texting, constant interruptions. But if you think of that for a moment, I call those interruptions, which could be, I call them divine interruptions. In other words, we have opportunities in those interruptions to serve Christ. In other words, we can be Jesus in disguise. When we serve others, we serve Christ. The other in our lives could be someone we don't even know, but comes to love Jesus because of something we did. So really take those interruptions seriously, because you never know what you do or what you say will have a profound effect on that person or persons. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But 6 months from now. I know I've had people in my life that I remember today that have a profound effect on how I think and how I do. But we all will get interruptions. And I know out at Big Boy, just looking at her right now, this is just ad-libbing, Rhonda probably gets her whole day is an interruption. She manages what goes on at Big Boy each day. She's there. And how she handles those interruptions can have a profound effect on those, on her fellow employees and our customers. So I hand you this challenge, Rhonda, to think how you serve and how you can serve others. Not to put you on the spot. In Luke 18, we read, I want to share with you, how Jesus handled interruptions. 35, this is chapter 18, 35 through 43. And it came about that he was approaching Jericho. A certain blind man was sitting by the road begging. Now hearing a multitude going by, he began to inquire what this might be. And he told them that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he called out saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who led the way were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. And when he had come near, he questioned him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, I want to regain my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and began following him, glorifying God. And when all the people saw it, they began to praise God. Divine interruption. They said, "Don't bother Jesus." But he stopped. He took the time and healed this man. Another wonderful example of serving others that we're all very familiar with, of course, is in the upper room where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. I think we all need to be Samuels, and when the Lord calls, we We need to say, speak, for your servant is listening. Lord, help me to live in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer might be for others. Yes, Lord, others. Let this my model be, that I may live like Thee, always thinking of others. And when my work in heaven has begun, let me forget the crown I've won, while still thinking of others. Yes, Lord, others. Let this my model be, that I may live like Thee. Thank you.